multiple offers and offers above asking price, which is good news for sellers. Recently, some of our landlords have chosen to sell, and we've received acceptable offers in hours versus days. Our company is growing as a result of our market. We are looking for new agents and a bookkeeper to keep up with our growing sales, listings, and property management clients. For all the updated information, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
And now, a star is born. On July 26th, 1943, the world welcomed little baby Mick Jagger.
Congratulations! It's a boy!
Thank you! Now we just need to get out of this crossfire hurricane!
Mick Jagger, a star is born.
Just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. that's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh,
John,
what is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. World shares are mostly lower after stocks rallied to records on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average closing above the 35,000 level on Friday for the first time. Shares fell today in Paris, London, and Frankfurt. Tokyo advanced after a four-day weekend on Wall Street right now. Dow futures are down by 108 points. Dow will open up at the opening bell at 35,061. A lot of people lost their lives in Afghanistan this year. In fact, more women and children were among those killed in the first 6 months of this year than at any time since 2009. The report was released today. It says war-torn Afghanistan saw a 47% increase in the number of all civilians who lost their lives in violence across the country. That compares to the same period last year and comes as the Taliban have swiftly captured new territory. This is SRN News.
Constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Caffeination time, come on, to stay awake. Need a coffee with lots of caffeine. I like to take it with 2 sugars and cream. I am so darn tired, in a crappy mood, but when I caffeinate, my mornings improve. Come on now. Cannot be late, gonna be on time.
Caffeination.
I'm gonna caffeinate, start working at 9. Caffeine makes me feel better. I grab a spoon, stir in sugar.
I was having some trouble getting going this morning until Jay walked in much earlier than we normally see him.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
So bad.
All hail Jay!
Well, I just had a minor heart attack. Usually when they come in that early, they're here to fire you.
It's a Dear Diary moment.
Yeah. You got to watch those upper-level Mangelman types, you know? It's 9 minutes after 6 o'clock. Hope you had a great weekend. I'm feeling every bit of mine.
Good, good. I'm glad you took... And, you know, you slowed down a little bit this weekend and stopped and smelled the roses. Did you smell some roses this weekend?
I had 3 hours worth of roses Friday afternoon. That was about it. Got some stuff done. And I got my car fixed at Don Duncan's Saturday morning.
Nice.
Right when they opened at 8. And here's the best part of that. I took my sack inside, my work sack.
Right.
Emptied it, and while they were working on the car, I cleaned the sucker out. I must have thrown out 30 pounds worth of stuff.
Wow.
So it was a productive...
Were there any creatures in there, small creatures?
No, nor were there the decaying corpuses of anything else. But yeah, it weighs a lot lighter.
Well,
so that was a moment of accomplishment. It is great. 10 minutes after 6.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
This will make you jump right out of bed. It's 75 degrees with a dew point of 74. Ouch. It's even oppressive at night. Very hot and humid today with a high in the mid-90s. Heat index 102 to 104. Good bit of sun with a few clouds. Spotty random afternoon and evening storms. But most towns will get mist. Low tonight, 76. So, again, steamy tonight. Tomorrow, with a high near 94, and the heat index tomorrow is going to be bad, too. Near the 105 danger range. Scattered to numerous storms tomorrow as a front sags into the state, and more scattered storms mid-90s on Wednesday. Right now, this morning, as I mentioned, crazy humidity and 75 degrees, 611.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Rise and shine, sleeping beauty.
Do you know what today is?
Have you got any idea?
Today is Monday.
Yes, but also...
Today is National All or Nothing Day.
What a way to start off this week!
All or nothing.
But it's all or nothing.
All or nothing. Nothing.
Just, I hate Mondays.
Oh,
well, let's think about that.
Think positive, think positive.
Right. Well, let's get this show on the road then, shall we?
Coming up later, police detonate World War II bomb.
Where?
In the middle of a British housing complex.
Is that right?
Yeah, there's still stuff buried in the ground all these years later. And a prom dress made of duct tape, but first...
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
This is a story that broke over the weekend, and it's becoming a little more interesting with each passing minute. Commentator, Fox commentator Tucker Pecan. It's early. Went to Montana to take his daughter fishing, and inside the bait shop, he was confronted by a dweeb wearing a hat and a shirt, and was immediately accused of being everything but Satan, and maybe that was included too.
I saw that video. God,
I have not seen it.
Well, Tucker just said, calm down, son. He handled it very well. But now the story that's breaking is that that guy was a plant.
Oh, they knew he was going to be there?
They knew he was going to be there. And the question is, who put him there?
Nancy Pelosi.
Wouldn't be surprised. Reputable reports. Let's see. There's even questions as to whether or not the White House may have had a role in this, but apparently somebody from the FBI harassing Tucker. And he, you know, I'm sure he expects it because they're out to get him.
Right.
But I think the there's two electrifying points. One, he's get out of here. You know, he kind of dismissed it. Two, that it may have been a setup. We'll hope to have more information on that by this afternoon.
What has happened to the ratings? I know they reached a low right after the elections. Have they bounced back any?
Tucker finished 27th in the week or two after the election.
Right.
Because of the commentary he did on the Monday after the election. He really pissed off a lot of people.
Are they back now?
He's number one.
Oh.
He's number one in prime time. The only show that cracks the top 10 from any other network is Oh, God, what's her name from MSLSD?
Rachel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mad Cow.
Yeah. For some reason, 2.5 million mental patients watch her every night just before they take the keys to the TV away in all of America's rubber rooms. So The Five does well. Hannity is still up there. Laura. Not so much with others. CNN. If any of the top 10 farted, CNN would not be able to smell it. That's how far back in the pack they are. That's a pretty good metaphor, wasn't it? Ace to the Rockies.
Well, clearly I'm not in the top 10.
Hey, very quickly, Greg, you reminded me of something with your comments on Don Duncan that isn't emphasized. And that is, if you have a digital link in the work that you do, they have Wi-Fi there in the waiting room. So if you have to wait a few minutes for something, you can get some work done. I mean, I have benefited from going to Don Duncan in many ways, and that's one of the ways that I've been able to get work done. So there you go.
I wasn't in that kind of a need. I just needed
to... I was going to say, that's an interesting point that probably is overlooked.
These guys, I walk around with the equivalent of New York City white pages in paperwork that accumulates over days and weeks. So I just threw it all out on the table while they were working on the car. I took care of business.
And all great radio people have a stack of stuff, Greg, and we've benefited from that too. Thank you very much. Y'all have a great week.
Thanks. Stacks and stacks of hot wax. So let's see, what do they do in my car? We had the tire rotation.
Mm-hmm.
Best oil change includes up to 5 quarts of full synthetic oil, 24-point safety inspection, complimentary vacuum. They did an oil additive. They put in a new oil filter and a new air filter.
Mm-hmm.
That was the main consequence, because my car's been telling me for a few weeks, get it in. The air filter looked like an X-ray of my chest.
They usually bring it to me and show me.
Yep.
Yeah.
This needs replaced. And you look at it, you're like, yeah, it does. Does replace, yeah.
So I showed up right when they opened at 8, and I was out of there by 9, and it was... a job well done, to say the least. At 6:16, our TV topic today, the age you first felt grown up at.
If that has happened
so
far. Yeah, I think that's a process. Kaiser Fine Furniture, still looking, and I will mention this until I'm told not to. They're still looking for a competent and qualified salesperson to join Cheryl and Stella. I'll bring you the customers. You sell them this great furniture. 65,000 square foot warehouse. Stella and Cheryl are looking for somebody who has at least some experience, A, in sales, B, has a good sense and understands furniture, decoration, and those kinds of things, and they'll take care of the rest. In the meantime, just beyond the 10% tax deductibles of Montgomery, you'll find Kaiser, where you save not only up to 50% on everything in the house, but on sales tax as well when they total up your bill. And by the way, if you want to go big, redo a whole room, or get a new living room, they'll give you, for qualified customers, 0% over 18 months if you spend $2,000 or more. At Kaiser Fine Furniture, 4044 Wetumpka Highway, and online at shopkaiser.com. Local news, 6:18.
For the Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. In Tallapoosa County, police say 70-year-old Michael Johnson's body was found in a wooded area of Highway 50 just south of Dadeville over the weekend. Police have identified a suspect and a warrant has been issued for the arrest of 59-year-old Willie Frank Wyckoff on murder charges. Please call the authorities if you know of Wyckoff's whereabouts. Two people are dead and a third is in critical condition following a double murder and attempted suicide in Elmore County. Sheriff Bill Franklin says William Jeffries shot and killed his wife Susan Jeffries and his mother Joyce Jeffries before turning the gun on himself. William Jeffries is hospitalized in critical condition. Police say the shooting stemmed from a domestic dispute. And a sinkhole has developed in downtown Montgomery at the corner of North Perry and Jefferson Street. Drivers should avoid the area. MPD has that area blocked off. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are light to moderate I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Nothing really happening on the boulevard right now. Just some light to moderate traffic there, as well as the incomings, 231 from Wetumpka and 31 from Prattville. We do have the reports of some patchy fog this morning in places. So please, you know the drill. Headlights on, slow down, and watch out for your neighbors. Trenum State joining with Alabama Power, Alabama Rural Electric Association, Central Alabama Electric Co-op, and Dixie Electric to provide a new line worker training program. Call Trenum State about the line worker training program. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss Brubaker's Summer Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Mike Costanza from Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Barranco drinking Chappie's Deli bottled water. Holy cow, this water's awesome.
It kind of tastes just like water to me.
Look, you can even see through it.
Looks like regular water to me.
Yep, can't you tell Mike's in love with the water too?
Hot house? Here are a few AC tips from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Check the breaker, verify thermostat settings, and replace filter. Still not working? Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
At Ligger's Bakery, our name is synonymous with tradition. Ligger's has been baking memories using the original recipes in Montgomery since 1944. From our legendary mint thumbprint cookies, pedophores, ice cookies, specialty cakes, and more. Remember to call Ligger's to order the custom cookies and cakes that make summertime sweeter. Visit Ligger's Bakery on Facebook and Instagram for photos and more information. Or call to place your order today, 288-6550. Or come by the Gay Meadows Shopping Center on McGee Road. Come home. Come on home to Ligger's.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/radio. forhims.com/radio.
Do you know what interest rates you're paying on your credit cards? If you knew, you'd probably be shocked. Many Americans are paying ridiculous amounts of money in interest alone. Money you could keep. How? With a special low-interest credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Now with a special radio listener discount. Available only at lightstream.com/news. You could pay off all your high-interest credit card debt with monthly payments at rates as low as 5.83% APR with autopay and excellent credit. But this discounted rate is only available for radio listeners at this exclusive URL. lightstream.com/news. That's right. To get rates as low as 5.83% APR with autopay and excellent credit, you must go to lightstream.com/news. The only way to get this reduced rate is to go to lightstream.com/news. That's lightstream.com/news. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval, rates with this discount range from 5.83% APR to 19.99% APR. It includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's France. How did we lose to these friends?
lost to France? Wow, that was a
Oh, I know. In basketball?
Yeah. I mean, I laughed. I'm not rooting for... There have been just...
Grown-up comes with bills and countless responsibilities, but when do you actually feel like an adult? That's the question a new survey out asks. A lot to cover here. Let's check in with our friends over at News Talk 93.1 and say happy Monday to everybody.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm a Toys R Us kid, so I never want to grow up.
That's my life.
never going to happen. Now, some of you over there are barely over the age of 18. But,
right.
You know, sure. Those He's my new best are, friend.
To those of us who are
adult years,
when did you feel like an adult? When did you feel like an adult?
You know, when I bought my first car, you know, mom and dad bought the first two cars.
Yeah.
When I bought my first car, and you have a car payment. I think
there was nothing like leaving the floor of that Pontiac dealer with that Trans Am.
Yeah,
that was my first too. Same thing. Mom and dad got the first two, and that was my first purchase.
At 18, I went away.
So like 16?
No.
So like 16 years age?
I was a little further along than that.
Yeah, I bought
my... Mid-20s. No, 20, 22. Right.
22 is when I bought my first car. But at 18, I had to move away from Ohio and, go live far away and, lived in an apartment and started, doing that.
Here's the thing. If you feel like... I mean, that was the first car I had air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
It was hot.
Yeah.
And the Trans Am had a really cool body style.
Yeah.
Then the first payment came. And then I didn't feel so grown up anymore.
Yeah, right.
Like, what idiot would buy a car this expensive every month on the money I was making at the time? Wasn't exactly practical.
Yeah.
So I think when you become practical and you're able to... not do something you really like to do, but don't do it because it just doesn't make sense at that point in your life. That's kind of being grown up, right, Jay?
Right, exactly.
You were required to grow up rather quickly, though. You had to, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
You had to adjust.
Yep, by about, I did it once at 18, and then I did it again at 21.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Big adjustments there.
Mm-hmm. That is true, not to get too heavy, but when you lose your folks.
Yeah.
You don't have that generational protection anymore.
I miss...
That same thing happened to me. I lost my dad whenever I was 17, and it is kind of a downer. But that really was, for me, a time whenever I had three younger sisters at home, and I had to help mom kind of with that. And that was 17, and that was kind of one of those moments,
step up
a somber
to the plate.
Moment. And yeah, you do. Absolutely. So I can relate to Jay.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Closing on a house will
Ryan,
make you feel
how about you?
Grown up too.
Brian, has it happened yet?
I was about to say, I get it, No, I really don't think it has. I'm like, oh, well. But, I always think of when I bought my house, and when I'm signing my life away, I'm actually doing this or whatever.
Yeah.
But
I had a moment at the boss's office a couple of weeks ago. I did something, I don't even remember what it was, but it was something that was dumb, and it was my fault. And I responded with great maturity by headbutting the wall outside his office. You may have heard that.
Very likely, yes.
Yeah, it happened right down the hall from your office. So you can still take a step back every now and then, right?
Yeah. I love when I'm, having a good time and being a little irresponsible sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, you always want to be... thinking like there's still fun ahead, that your best idea has yet to come and be...
Don't grow up.
In this business especially, you kind of got to stay in that mode.
Mm-hmm.
You do.
Yeah?
Yeah, you do.
I mean...
Yeah, you definitely, in broadcasting, have to have a sense of humor for sure.
Absolutely.
So.
And it's been a challenge this last year.
You can't take yourself too seriously.
That's true.
Exactly.
Some people do.
I'm sure. Yeah.
I feel sorry for people that take...
We work with them, right, Rich? We work with both of you guys.
Oh, brother.
Our industry is... there are a few characters out there.
Why don't we do a one-hour special on all the people we've worked with that really need help?
Right.
I mean, we've seen them all.
Present company excluded.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Present company.
Absolutely.
We got it figured out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Marriage, too, will help you feel grown up. I like being responsible. It's part of what drives me, you know.
Having a child, right?
Wife, a stepson that's doing great. Yeah. My daughter.
Right.
Yeah. So, because I want to be able to continue doing things for them. So, that helps.
Yep. There you go. Yeah.
Stay young. That's why we all take care of ourselves, right?
Yes,
right.
Sir.
To stay young.
Yep.
And this is
all
my
right,
natural
folks.
Color hair.
Good to see you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Don't grow up.
Thank you, guys.
Don't grow up.
Never, never, never. Appreciate our friends there checking in. And, hey, to hear more from those folks, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
I am more impressed with Mr. Lamb every time we do a bit with him.
Yeah, he's very easy to deal with, right?
Yeah, he's, you know, Ryan has long been somebody who can just flip the switch and be himself.
Yeah.
And David seems to have that that gift as well. And not that Kay doesn't. Kay's fun because she brings a whole different perspective.
Yes.
We're educating her. We're bringing her.
Doesn't like chocolate.
The timeline ahead for July, because, you know, this month has gone by pretty quickly. But this last week, man, you believe a week from today will be August the 2nd?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's mind-boggling to me.
Wow.
By the way, we never took the trip to Georgia. The wreck that you greeted me with in the morning was still tying things up well past noon when they first thought they might have it cleared.
Yep.
Every route going east to Georgia was had black lines on the Google map. Then I called. They had the room wrong. It was just, so you know what? I said, I think God is telling us not to go.
Don't go.
We'll go another time. And we stayed in town and did something we had never done before.
Good.
And it wasn't that.
No.
Because you've got that look on your face.
You dined out and stuff, and that was good. I'm glad you guys had a nice time. Nice weekend.
We went out when I would normally be on the air, so that does make it as sort of a vacation. Still working on convoluted intros to Random Facts, Jay.
Okay. You'll get there.
I'll get there. Brian Jewelry in Prattville now. We are, 5 months from today, it'll be the day after Christmas. How are you going to feel on the day that you made the maximum effort to not just gift the people you love, but give them something that says, I put some thought into this? If you would like to avoid that very disheartening feeling when they look at when you know you could have done better, if you just consulted with the genius of Brian Jewelry. Over seven decades, they have been working with folks who come in and say, I got to get a gift. Well, who are you shopping for? Tell us about them. And in doing that, you kind of give them clues as to suggestions they might make from their very competitive and sizable collection in-house. But if it's not there, you can always have it created. That's what a real old world professional jeweler can do. I mean, I say old world, that's old school skill, but their styles are super contemporary. Take a browse at brianjewelry.com. Take a moment while you're on the website to fill out a couple of pieces of information and join their club, because when you do make that first purchase of $200 or more, they'll take $100 off the price. Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville, brianjewelry.com. Tell Lynn and her great team, you heard about him here. At 6:33, the timeline is 2 minutes away.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The school year is almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers in our area are often forced to buy their own classroom supplies? Isn't it a crime that kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting asks you to cram the van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, cleaning supplies, and backpacks to Air Now Home Services on Main Street in Millbrook. For electrical, heating, and air, our big yellow trucks will be there. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for public schools in the River Region. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Air Now Home Services.
To find out how you can help, go to Newstalk931.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At 6:35 on the time, live on the 26th day of July, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
207th day of the year, 158 days left. On National All or Nothing Day, I don't know what that means, but... We're going to give it all we can today. It's Aunt and Uncle Day. I don't have any more left, but I'm an uncle and a great uncle. As in, you know what I mean, great uncle.
You got to be a great uncle.
No.
Kind of person you are.
And it's National Chili Dog Day. I texted you over the weekend. I am so ready for a hot dog or anything that involves bread. But
The beer brats and the buns are in and ready to be... made whenever you're ready.
I'm a week away from bread, 3-week moratorium against bread.
Well, what about beanie weenie?
Potatoes and pasta. On this date in 1775, the U.S. Postal Service was established. Postal system, I should say. Ben Franklin was the first postmaster general. Without the postal system, there would never have been the Elvis hit, Return to Sender. Address unknown. No such number. No such zone. 1908, the FBI is founded. 1948, President Truman signs executive order number 9881 prohibiting discrimination in the U.S. military and government jobs without regard to race, color, religion, or national origin. 1952, Mickey Mantle hits his first Grand Slam home run. In 58, Queen Elizabeth II proclaimed her son, Charles, to be Prince of Wales. So in 58, he would have been, I don't know.
Charles?
Yeah, Charles in 58 would have been how old when she was?
47. 11?
11? Oh, okay, he was just a boy. Now our song of the day is Songs of Summer series, Summer of 64. Wow, if you've been watching that new Paul McCartney Hulu series, 3, 2, 1, you know Paul is a fan of powerful guitar riffs, and particularly in this song, it's Ray Davies and the Kinks. It's a classic. Girl, you really got me now. This is your timeline.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
By the way, speaking of great documentaries, I saw one over the weekend. I Want My MTV, about how they were not an out-of-the-box hit at all. They couldn't get cable systems, especially owned by older guys, to allocate a channel for them. So they got, you know, they started that campaign, I Want My MTV.
Want My MTV. Well, you know, they were really arrogant. I mean, we went to a huge party they threw in South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And... just about everybody who was in radio attended to be greeted with, we're going to put you guys out of business. Because now people can look at the music instead of just listen to it.
Right.
How'd that work out? Is that why you're running all this crap? I'm 16 and pregnant. What's that got to do with music?
It is worth your time to check out the evolution of MTV and where it's how it started and where it went. 1968, the Jackson 5 signed a contract with Motown Records. They made history in 1970 as the first recording act to have first four singles reach number one. They were I Want You Back, ABC, The Love You Save, and I'll Be There. Also on that date in 68, Lennon and McCartney complete the song, I Don't Know If It's Going to Be a Hit or Not. Hey Jude, you think? Maybe? 1975, Van McCoy's Do the Hustle, number one in America.
Oh man, that's the song that inspired The Bump.
Also on that date in 75, the number one album is The Eagles, One of These Nights.
Great album.
It is. 89, Mark Wellman, a 29-year-old paraplegic, reached the summit of El Capitan in Yosemite National Park after hauling himself up the granite cliff 6 inches at a time over 8 days. How do you sleep?
6 inches at a time over 8 days?
Yeah. 1991, Paul Rubens, a.k.a. Pee-wee Herman, arrested inside an adult movie theater in Sarasota, Florida.
Oh, man.
You can imagine why. He pled no guilty, and he got off with a $50 fine.
He beat the rap?
He got off, yeah. 29 years ago, in 1992, Motown legend Mary Wells died of cancer at the age of 49. She had Motown's first number one hit with My Guy. 2005, the Space Shuttle Discovery returned to space in the first space shuttle flight since the destruction of the Columbia nearly 2.5 years earlier. And 15 years ago today, in 2006, Lance Bass came out in People magazine. Now, birthdays. Jeremy Piven is 56. He was the great Ari Gold on Entourage. That's his best role ever. Sandra Bullock is 57. Kevin Spacey, whose career is over, 62. Dorothy Hamill is 65. Queen's drummer Roger Taylor is 72. I'm sure you probably know how old Mick Jagger is today, right?
Jeez. I think 78.
39 days till Labor Day weekend. Football is the next day. Now it's just 40 days away. 40 days till football, which means that Duncan and Son Predictathon is
right.
In 39 days.
And that's really the only football I care about. The NFL is in self-destruct mode.
I agree with you there. I watched fencing over the weekend. That's how bored I was. Fencing. We won a gold medal in fencing, by the way.
Well, we've got something special coming up at 7 that'll recap our Olympic medals.
122 days till Thanksgiving and Christmas. Santa works in 152 days. That's your timeline.
With your host, Thomas. Okay, a couple of things. I want to thank Terry Adams for covering happy hour for me on Friday afternoon. Adams Motorsports is closed on Monday. This is because, not that Terry doesn't like to be open and make money, but Terry, his team, this is the universe. They don't just sell it, they live it. And he wants them to have a legitimate weekend. They need to be open on Saturdays to accommodate folks who can't get in Tuesday through Friday. But they're closed on Sunday and Monday so his folks can get out and enjoy the products that they sell. That's what you call a pretty good boss there. That's why we call him our buddy, the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime. Now, when they reopen Tuesday, keep in mind this is the last week of the month. We've been joking with Terry for many years about it kind of becomes the rubber band man in the final week. They've got numbers they want to hit. And he'll listen, as he says in his own words, to any unreasonable offer. So whether you want to go on-road, motorcycle, scooter, Kimco scooters getting over 100 mpg, they're becoming very popular with that kind of gas mileage. Off-road, Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, or in the water with a Kawasaki jet ski and some great pre-owns, visit AdamsMotorsports.com. Get a credit app started. Get those super low interest rates. You only need decent credit to get those, by the way. It's not a bait and switch kind of deal. And then stop by and see him Tuesday through Saturday at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at Hackle. And again, adamsmotorsports.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Victory Land.
It's the Trucks and Bucks giveaway at Victory Land Casino. We're giving away a Chevy Silverado truck, a GMC Sierra truck, and $40,000. Drawings August 6th and 7th.
Very hot again today with a high in the middle 90s. The heat index this afternoon, 102 to 104. The criteria for a heat index would be 105, so we'll be in that neighborhood, and it's an awful neighborhood. Good bit of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds, spotty random afternoon and evening storms, but more misses than hits. Tonight's low 76, tomorrow's high 94, with a heat index near the 105 danger range. Scattered to numerous showers and storms tomorrow as a front kind of enters the state and then starts to fizzle, but that'll be the focus for storms and more scattered storms on Wednesday with a high in the mid-90s. Right now this morning, 75 degrees with oppressive humidity at 645.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When getting the job done right is job one, you need Kubota construction equipment. From Kubota compact track loaders to the number one selling compact excavator, to do it all and to do it right. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
All right, we've got your SRN News replay coming up after another look at the roads, and then today's cheap and trashy gossip from Hollywood.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic still looking good around the area this morning. We do have some incoming traffic on Highway 31 out of Prattville and 231 from Wetumpka. We're seeing a few more cars now on the boulevard around the city, but overall we're still light to moderate I-65 and 85. No problems there and no accidents reported anywhere in the listening area this morning. Some patchy fog has been reported, though. Slow down if you run into that. Low beams on and watch out for your fellow drivers. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS for an equity loan on your home, land, or auto. Good credit, slow credit, doesn't matter. MCS in Wetumpka, NMLS 232876. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is the fastest growing used car dealer in the River Region, and we want your trade-in. Check out our inventory online at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. World shares are mostly lower after stocks rallied to records on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average closing above the 35,000 level on Friday for the first time. Shares fell today in Paris, London, and Frankfurt. Tokyo advanced after a four-day weekend. On Wall Street right now, Dow futures are down by 108 points. The Dow will open up at the opening bell at 35,061. A lot of people lost their lives in Afghanistan this year. In fact, more women and children were among those killed in the first 6 months of this year than at any time since 2009. The report was released today. It says war-torn Afghanistan saw a 47% increase in the number of all civilians who lost their lives in violence across the country. That compares to the same period last year and comes as the Taliban have swiftly captured new territory. This is SRN News.
Constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Good morning. What can I get you?
Yeah, hi. I need a cup of coffee. I also need some tires for my van and my washer machine to stop leaking.
We're a coffee shop. We only sell...
And I need a new roof, a bigger bed, and a porch door that you don't have to fight with to close. Oh, how am I going to do this?
Oh, okay. I can get you some coffee. But let me tell you, for everything else, you should talk to my friends at Guardian Credit Union. They'll help you get what you need when you need it. Guardian helped me just last month when I needed a new refrigerator.
Really? Wow, maybe they could help me take care of some of my needs.
I'm sure they can. Here's their number. It's 334-244-9999. Or you can just apply online. Now enjoy that coffee, honey. Everything will work out.
Connect with Guardian today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
Drinking coffee straight from the pot. Power move. Wearing a bathrobe to work. Power move. Switching to super fast, extra reliable internet from WOW. Power move. Switch and save with WOW Internet for just $19.99 a month. It's switching season, so make a move with our best deal of the year. Get the speed you need starting with Internet 100 for just $19.99 a month. Plus, ask how to get $200 on us. Sign up at WOWWay.com today. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Hey, before we get started with the Cheap and Trash, you might want to bump up your rain chance a bit. Roz has a headache.
Oh, super Doppler.
Nostradamus. Yeah.
Nostradamus.
Just thought I'd pass that information.
I'm sorry she has a headache. I don't mean to be laughing.
It almost always pre-curses rain.
Well, okay.
I know it's not something, but I watched hours and hours and hours. I binge-watched something by the day. Tornado documentary. I was obsessed. I watched three on Joplin. I watched a couple on Tuscaloosa. I watched collections of tornado videos. It was just...
So he's gone from Andy Griffith to tornadoes.
Yeah. I was walking around like...
It's a twister! It's a twister!
It's amazing. There were like four pictures of tornadoes when I was a kid. Now there's like 4 days worth of videos without repeating one.
How about that? Tuscaloosa and the Joplin one, all right? I mean, Joplin was just...
So, and it was interesting watching James Spann.
Yeah.
And the way he approached that.
Right.
Keith Richards was hospitalized after being attacked by bees. Check that. Kyle Richards.
Keith Richards.
Apparently, who's Kyle Richards?
This is a girl, Kyle. You don't know who Kyle Richards is?
I don't know who Kyle Richards is.
I'm sure most of our listeners don't. She's not one of those stupid...
Let me look her up.
Real Housewife of...
Oh, never mind. Oh. I'm not looking that up. Because now I don't care.
She's a Real Housewife, but it doesn't say which city she's attached to.
It doesn't matter.
Anybody want a list of actors who had to be... pretend they were in love with their real-life ex while shooting a movie?
Oh, that must be challenging.
You know what? This is... I just took a look at the names on the list, and it's almost as exciting as Kyle Richards.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Give me an example.
Well, number one was Cameron Diaz and Justin Tinkerbell.
Oh, okay.
They dated from 2003 to 2007. That was her cougar period. Then they got together in 2011 for Bad Teacher, which was a horrible, horrible movie. Blake Lively and Penn Badgley.
I don't know them. I don't know.
Cole Sprouse and Lily Reinhardt. That's why I lost interest in this list. The Borscht Belt comedian Jackie Mason passed away on Saturday.
Yeah.
I was going, you know, there was, I was looking up random facts to do today, and there was one. That I didn't use it, but it talks about the time that Frank Sinatra hired a bunch of people or hired some guys to rough that guy up.
Is that right?
Because Jackie Mason was making jokes about him.
Making jokes about Frank?
About Frank. And Frank didn't like that. So he had some guys go beat him up.
I know what kind of guys he knew.
And after Jackie Mason got his jaw rewired and everything else fixed, he continued making jokes about Frank Sinatra. Yeah. But the article that it linked to was Sinatra's not so good past or relation with Jewish people.
Oh.
Well, but except, in other words, kind of called him anti-Semitic.
Yeah, so he
except was, Sammy Davis Jr.
Except with Sammy, right?
Yeah, exactly. He was very good to Sammy.
Yeah.
Well, they finally did it. We had mentioned that before the show ended Friday morning that the Cleveland Indians had selected a new name. We just didn't know it was going to be something so stupid.
Yeah.
The Guardians.
And did you see how I reacted over the weekend?
Yes.
Wearing a different Indian shirt every day.
Now, why is the Guardians stupid in comparison to other baseball names?
Well, they could have gone into their own history and become the Spiders. Or the Rockers, and because they're the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame host city. I personally would have picked that. There's no other team in sports called the Rockers.
No.
You remember Ernie Anderson, the great voiceover guy?
Yes.
He also had a show called Goulardi, where he was a late night film host with funny skits. So look at this. I want you to look at this logo. The Goulardians.
That's cool.
No, okay. Oh,
I went on three different baseball sites to see reaction to the story, and it was almost 90% negative.
Oh, yeah.
90% negative.
That's exactly the way the Biscuits started out. It was 90% negative when that name was announced.
I unfriend somebody who was against me wearing an Indian shirt. Just awful. People could be that way.
They're brainwashed.
In this woke
society. So like I said, what team, when teams pick nicknames, they want to... when I played baseball, all the team names were named after Native American tribes. You had the Hurons, the Apaches.
Yeah, it's glorifying.
The Sioux.
Yeah, you're respecting.
Yeah, like I said Friday, there's no such teams called the Syracuse Sissies. You're supposed to have project an image of warrior sport.
How about Braves? What's negative about...
You know they're going to be forced to change.
They will, but what's negative about that?
And that's ridiculous. I don't know.
Chiefs? No, the Redskins, that's one thing.
Michael B. Jordan will be making a Black Superman series for HBO Max. This one just annoyed the hell out of me. Kate Beckinsale finally reunited with her daughter Lily, whom she hadn't seen in 2 years because of COVID restrictions. Especially at the low vulnerability rate and high survival rate with kids. And man, the streets around the world are filled with people making it clear, no more lockdowns. We're done with lockdowns.
Yeah. And yet the CDC is kicking around the idea.
Yeah, you know what? The CDC can kiss my ass, my sizable butt. And you know what?
If they can,
that's if they can pull Dr. Fauci out of the way. That little, he needs to be. I hope Rand Paul is successful in that criminal referral. He lied to Congress about funding for that Wuhan lab. I'm getting upset. I need comfort food. Who's going to help me?
Hey there. Bob Baumhauer here, and it's summertime at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Come join us and enjoy our all-new summer fun menu featuring fan favorites like our Bam Bam Chicken, Gold Fish, Alabama Gulf Buffalo Shrimp, and our all-new Buffalo Style Wing Fingers. All our shrimp dishes feature Alabama Gulf seafood. And don't forget, we're always looking for new legendary people to join our legendary team. Apply online at baumhauers.com/careers. Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Legendary fun, legendary food.
And of course, at both Wing Fingers downtown, open from 10:30 to 4 to the Victory Grill on the Boulevard. If you are watching the Olympics, they'll have multiple, 32 HD screens at Wing Fingers. and about 60 at Victory Grill. So whatever you want to watch, they'll be happy to put it on for you.
Fencing.
Why not? I think we're favored.
We won the gold.
Yeah. Enjoy great food, great fun, and a nice libation or two, too, at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. During the, I think the Olympics have, they end